On 90.3 KZU, I'm David Wittrock. Investigators are trying to determine who shot and killed three sea otters near Asilomar State Beach in Pacific Grove. California sea otters are protected under the Federal Endangered Species Act and Marine Mammal Protection Act. The fact that the cause of death was discovered at all is a credit to those protections and the network of organizations working to aid the recovery of the sea otter. KEZU's Krista Almanzon explains.
A baby sea otter vocalizes as it swims back and forth in a small pool that's enclosed just outside the Monterey Bay Aquarium. It's about to have a snack. Carl Mayer helps out the young pup by first cracking the muscles.
I would say in the next 2 to 3 weeks, she'll be opening this stuff all on her own.
Mayer works for the aquarium's Sea Otter Research and Conservation Program, or SORAC. It's part of a network of organizations that picks up stranded sea otters. Sometimes the otters are alive, like this pup, which was found stranded on a beach in San Luis Obispo. Sometimes the animals are dead. About 300 to 400 otter carcasses turn up on the California coast every year. When the SORAC team picked up a dead sea otter near Asilomar State Beach back in September, no one knew it had been shot.
Oftentimes, scavengers will start pecking holes, you know, gulls or turkey vultures or things like that. And so you'll have carcasses. It's not uncommon to see carcasses on the beach that have holes in them, but that's not necessarily indicative of what caused death. It was actually something that occurred post-mortem. Then with sea otters, they've got such dense fur that it would potentially mask any kind of injuries or trauma.
So the gunshot on the first otter wasn't discovered until it underwent an autopsy. Soon after, two more otters were found shot near Asilomar. Since otters became protected under the Marine Mammal Protection Act, every sea otter carcass found has undergone some sort of post-mortem exam. The result is a database detailing causes of death in otters over the past 40 years. Disease and white shark bites are common, while gunshots are rare. In the last decade, there's been about one a year. Dr. Melissa Miller is with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. She conducts many of the exams.
The thing that made this particular case concerning and upsetting was the fact that we had three cases that came from right around the same place and right around the same time. And as I mentioned, I've been doing sea otters for quite a long time, and that was not something I had encountered before.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has been handling the investigation since September, but it wasn't until this past week that investigators asked for the public's help and announced a $21,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the shooter.
I think it's worth $21,000 to catch the person because it sends a loud message that people can't harm wildlife and get away with it.
That's Jim Kurland with Friends of the Sea Otter. The nonprofit contributed $1,000 to the reward.
With the hopes that it's enough of an incentive that somebody who heard somebody maybe bragging about it or, you know, telling a friend about it or something will come forward.
Anyone with information is asked to contact the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Killing a sea otter is punishable by up to $100,000 in fines and possibly jail time. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.